Welcome to morning prayer on Friday the 28th of August. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving, and be glad in him with psalms.
For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods.
In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his also.
The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have moulded the dry land.
Come, let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is our God, we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand.
Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, on that day at Massah in the wilderness.
When your forebears tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my works.
40 years long I detested that generation and said, this people are wayward in their hearts, they do not know my ways.
So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Psalm 88.
You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before you. Let my prayer come into your presence. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles. My life draws near to the land of death. I am counted as one gone down to the pit. I am like one that has no strength, lost among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand.
You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
You have laid me in the lowest pit, in a place of darkness in the abyss. Your anger lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. You have put my friends far from me, and made me to be abhorred by them. I am so fast in prison that I cannot get free. My eyes fail from all my trouble.
You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Will the shades stand up and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, your faithfulness in the land of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, or your righteous deeds in the land where all is forgotten?
You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
But as for me, O Lord, I will cry to you. Early in the morning, my prayer shall come before you. Lord, why have you rejected my soul? Why have you hidden your face from me? I have been wretched and at the point of death from my youth. I suffer your terrors and am no more seen. Your wrath sweeps over me. Your horrors have come to destroy me. All day long they come about me like water. They close in on me on every side. Lover and friend have you put far from me and hid my companions out of my sight.
You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
In the depths of our isolation, we cry to you, Lord God. Give light in our darkness and bring us out of the prison of our despair. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God.
Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God.
Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation.
Be not far from me, O my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Let us pray. Lord, my heart is broken, but you are near. My spirit is crushed, but you are my rescuer. Your word is my hope. It revives me and comforts me, especially now. My soul faints, but you are the breath of life within me. You are my help, the one who sustains me. I am weak, but you are strong. You bless those who mourn, and I trust you to bless me and my family with all that we need. You will rescue me from this dark cloud of despair, because you delight in me. Amen. Dear Lord, you have brought me to the beginning of a new day. As the world is renewed fresh and clean, so I ask you to renew my heart with your strength and purpose. Forgive me the errors of yesterday, and bless me to walk closer in your way today. This is the day I begin my life anew. Shine through me so that every person I meet may feel your presence in me. Take my hand, precious Lord, for I cannot reach the end by myself. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.